hello there, friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and if you're new to Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right, we try to saturate this program in the Word of God. Well, happy Sunday to you, of course, this 17th day of March 2013. I do hope and pray that you are enjoying your weekend thus far, and today we are going to be focusing on our favorite word, patience. Yes, that's going to be our main focus for the remainder of our program today, so I hope you can pull up a chair and throw another log in the fire and join me for this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Yeah.
Yes, all creatures of our God and King right here on Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll here on Great News Radio. I sure hope and pray that you are enjoying your weekend here so far. And today we're going to be focusing on patience. Luke chapter 8 verse 15 says, "But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by patience produces a crop." An official of a mission board who knew it takes more than just desire to make a missionary was appointed to examine a candidate for the mission field. He told the young man to be at his house at 6 o'clock in the evening. The young man complied and arrived at 6 o'clock sharp. The examiner kept him sitting alone in the room until 10 p.m. Then he finally came in and said, "Young man, can you write your name?" A little taken back by the simplicity of the question, the man paused. Before he could get a word out, the examiner blurted out, "What? You don't know what it is?" The mission board official put him through a series of questions of that nature and then went to report to the mission board. "Okay," he said, "he will do." I tried his patience for hours and hours, and he did not break down. Then I insulted him, and he did not lose his temper. This candidate answered with patience and gentleness. His faith was vindicated by the very quality of his character. He will make a good missionary. Fred, whether we realize it or not, we all are in the mission field. Our patience is bound to be tested in ways we've never imagined. Can I get an amen to that? And we'll most likely find it unfair and unkind at times. But standing strong in the Lord in the face of offensive treatment and enduring seasons of long suffering is a testimony in and of itself, and that will win souls. Friend, are you weary from the walk? Get your second wind. Count it all joy. You have endured much, and you will see victory, not only here on earth, but when we meet the Lord.
El Shaddai, El Elyonah Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai. Save the son of Abraham, and by the power of your hand, turn the sea into dry land, and to the outcast on her knees, you were the God who really sees, and by your might, you set your
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Hello there, friend. My name is Joey Kroll. I sure hope and pray that you are enjoying your Sunday here so far. And today we are focusing on patience. James chapter 5, verse 8 says, "You too, be patient and stand firm because the Lord's coming is near." A mother was preparing pancakes for her sons, Kevin, age 5, and Ryan, who was 3. The boys began to argue over who would get the first pancake. Their mother saw the opportunity for a moral lesson, so she said, "Now, boys, if Jesus was sitting here, he would say, 'Let my brother have the first pancake. I can wait.'" Kevin turned to his brother and said, "Ryan, you be Jesus." Oh, man, how true it is, how true it is. Friend, perhaps you've been waiting on something for a very, very long time, and you've been waiting for that pancake. Let us ask the Lord to renew our hearts and desires today and give us a fresh and filling of strength to wait on His perfect timing, because good things come to those who wait.
The news came to Jesus, "Please come fast. Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he will not last." Mary and Martha watched their brother die. They waited for Jesus. He did not come. They wondered why. The death watch was over, buried 4 days. Somebody said, "He'll soon be here. The Lord's on His way." Martha ran to Him, and then she cried, "Lord, if You had been here, You could have healed him. He'd still be alive." But You're 4 days late, and all hope is gone. said, Martha, show me the grave. But she said, Lord, you don't understand. He's been there 4 days. The gravestone was rolled back.
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son and make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory.
Phillips, Craig, and Dean, and how deep is the Father's love for us? Friend, my name is Joey Kroll. Today we are focusing on patience. It was recently during Hurricane Sandy that I read how teenagers, for the first time ever, had to live without electricity. Can you imagine that, by the way? Without a cell phone. For the first time in their lives, they enjoy the privilege of experiencing what life was like decades ago. Forced to slow down, unable to text or visit Facebook or call somebody on the phone, everyone who lost power entered a moment of technology, communication, silence. And they waited anxiously for the powers that be to be restored to their normal life patterns. How many actually enjoyed this or found some type of relief from all that communication technology? I wonder. I really do. How many actually took any time out to wait on the Lord? I have to wonder if God Almighty had much more company than he used to during this time. But for many of us, it's hard to enter silence, isn't it? So when the power goes off, we fidget until it's restored. Is your heart weak? And your earthly strength just about dried up. The word says, be of good courage and wait on the Lord. There is power and courage to be received simply by waiting on him. Having experienced it countless times, I can tell you confidently, he will renew your strength, encourage and prepare you for whatever comes next. So I say again, friend, wait on the Lord.
Source of life, I can't be left behind. No one else will do. I will take hold of you, 'cause I need you, Jesus, to come to my rescue. Thank you. trust in.
Yes, Don Moen right here on Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and friend, thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you as part of your Sunday, part of your weekend, of course, for Sunday Worship, as we've been focusing on our favorite word, patience. Well, friend, I hope you can join us tomorrow for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. I hope you can join us at 7:32 a.m. Central Time for that. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.